KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Suspended Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says he's done compiling his defence against serious allegations levelled against him. Mchunu's on special leave after being accused of interfering in police investigations by KZN's police commissioner. Speaking to the SABC during Mandela Day celebrations in Empangeni yesterday, Mchunu maintained his innocence. He said he'll present his side of the story to Parliament's Ethics Committee on Tuesday.
My feeling is that media have already passed judgment without hearing the other side. But let's wait for the day when the other side will have a day and have a say on all these matters. And I'm looking forward exactly to that.
In Gauteng, a businessman linked to state capture has been sentenced to 5 years behind bars after pleading guilty to corruption and money laundering. The Pretoria Regional Court convicted Yakub Ahmed Suleiman Biku and his company on 81 counts, including fraud and forgery. The charges stem from corrupt dealings between 2012 and 2015, which led to an estimated 66 million rand loss to Transnet. Biku used fake paperwork to move funds through banks and forex accounts under the guise of imports and exports. The investigating directorate against corruption says the conviction is a major breakthrough in efforts to hold state capture figures accountable. Here's spokesperson Henry Mamotame.
He was further ordered to pay Transnet 300,000 that he received as gratification for his involvement in this corrupt activity. His company was fined 500,000, which was suspended on condition that it does not commit a similar offence.
And abroad, Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal after it reported he'd sent a suggestive note to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. The US president's called the claims false, malicious, and defamatory. He's also suing the newspaper's owner, Rupert Murdoch, and the two reporters who broke the story. Sky's James Matthews has more.
In threatening to sue Rupert Murdoch, Trump actually posted on Truth Social. He said, "I'm looking forward to getting Rupert Murdoch to testify in my lawsuit against him and his pile of garbage newspaper."
On the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for the KZN South Coast. Disruptive rain is expected and could lead to flooding. Rain showers are forecast across the province, with Durban and Richards Bay a high of 20 degrees, Margate and Ulundi 17, Ladysmith 14, Newcastle 13, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River 15, Underberg 11 and Kokstad 10. Morning swells are reaching 4 metres at the Durban beach, with sunset at 16 minutes past 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.